With KAZU News, I'm Erica Mahoney. Many businesses across the Central Coast, especially in the tourism and hospitality industries, are slowing or have shut down. But that isn't the case for one of our region's most important sectors, agriculture. In fact, even with or perhaps because of COVID-19, this industry is thriving. KAZU's Michelle Loxton reports.
It's the beginning of the harvesting season in the Salinas Valley. Farm workers are in the fields picking broccoli and cauliflower, and any day now they'll start on the leafy greens. It's almost business as usual for farmers in what many call the salad bowl of the world, except for one key difference, the demand.
They want more, more, more because there's such a run on food in these stores all over the country.
That's John Dorigo, chairman and CEO of Dorigo, California. His company grows, packs, and ships fruits, vegetables, and wine grapes. They farm 27,000 crop acres extending from Moss Landing to King City. Since the spread of COVID-19 across the United States, people have been panic buying. This means Dorigo's sales department is getting a lot of calls. He does say his food service business has suffered greatly. That's food earmarked for restaurants. But that hasn't really been a problem because all of that business is now going to the retail sector, the supermarkets.
And here I am going 100% full tilt, fully employed, got demand that I can't satisfy across the country and into Canada.
Dorigo says they are taking the pandemic very seriously. Farm workers are deemed essential during this time, meaning they can work despite shelter-in-place orders. But Dorigo says they have to be symptom-free in order to get on the buses to come to work. When they get to work, social distancing is being practiced in rest areas, and extra hand-washing stations have been set up. And when it comes to handling the food, Dorigo is quick to bring up the strict hygiene practices that have been in place for years.
So everybody's used to the gloves, the hair nets, the sanitizing the knives, the wiping down everything, the rules on the bathroom.
John Dorigo's reassurances are echoed across much of the industry. Monterey County leaders recently came together with ag industry associations and created enhanced safety protocols for farm workers. But those farm workers are a vulnerable population, which creates unique challenges during the coronavirus pandemic. Challenges because of how many farm workers are housed.
You're lumping up two or three families in a household.
That's Daniel Gonzalez-Vasquez, the executive director of a local nonprofit that supports farm workers and low-income families.
If somebody within those, the household gets sick, that means the other three families or two families that are living in that household are going to be exposed to it.
He says there's also the challenge of communication within indigenous communities, for example.
Those farm workers that only speak those dialects or languages are not going to be able to receive the information adequately.
And then there's the undocumented. The United Farm Workers believes more than half of farm workers in the United States are undocumented. Gonzalez-Vasquez says these workers are at even higher risk during this pandemic.
Not just because they don't have access to medical, not just because they don't have access to unemployment, but because they're pushed to remain hidden.
That means they might not seek help if ill, out of fear of being deported. So if farm workers do get sick, what does it mean for the food supply?
Now that would be a serious problem for the entire valley.
John Dorigo again of Dorigo, California.
If all of a sudden, just say everybody lost half their workforce, you'd have a lot of wasted vegetables, put it that way, because you couldn't physically harvest them.
Dorigo says there just aren't enough farm workers to go around. Michelle Loxton, KAZU News.